1. The boarding an enemy ship lesson. Once upon a foggy day in a cold, cold country long, long ago, 7 small Viking boats floated through the sea known as Woden's Bathtub. The fog had swallowed up the peaceable country to the north and the Isle of Berk to the west, and, indeed, had swallowed up so much of everything that it was as if the boats were sky boats and had left the earth entirely and were sailing through cloud banks way, way up in the air. In the first boat, the fat boar, sat Gobber the Belch, a 6.5-foot giant in teeny-weeny hairy shorts who had leg muscles so enormous they had muscles of their own, and a beard like a hedgehog struck by lightning. Gobber was the teacher in charge of the pirate training programme on the Isle of Berk, and this sail through the fog was part of a boarding an enemy ship lesson. The 6 boy-sized boats that were following the fat boar each had 2 boys in them, and these boys were Gobber's pupils, young members of the tribe of the hairy hooligans.
"Okay, you disgusting globs of girly snot!"
yelled Gobber in a bellow so loud it could be heard several miles away.
"We are now going to practice boarding an enemy ship on the easy target of a peaceable fishing boat. Can anyone remember the first rule of ambush?"
"Take the enemy by surprise, sir,"
shouted out Snot-Face Snotlout, a tall, unpleasantly smug-looking boy with gigantic nostrils and the beginnings of a small moustache.
"Very good, Snotlout," purred Gobber the Belch.
And he continued at full volume,
"In a fog this thick, your victim ship will not have a chance of seeing you coming."
"They can hear us, though," thought Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III, gloomily trying to peer through the fog. "Unless, of course, we have the luck to stumble across some completely deaf, peaceable fisherman." Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III is, rather surprisingly, the hero of this story. I say surprisingly because the first thing you noticed about Hiccup was how very, very ordinary he was. He was on the small side, with a slightly freckled, absolutely average face that would always get overlooked in a crowd. His dragon, Toothless, who was at that moment asleep down the front of Hiccup's shirt, was just as average as his owner. The only truly remarkable thing about Toothless was how remarkably small he was. He was at least half the size of the other boys' dragons, and as you can imagine, this wasn't something to boast about. Gobber's shouting woke the little dragon up. He poked his nose out of the neck of Hiccup's tunic.
What's happening?"
he asked sleepily in Dragonese. Dragons spoke Dragonese. Only Hiccup could understand this fascinating language.
"Oh, nothing unusual,"
Hiccup whispered back, scratching Toothless behind the horns. He loved that. "Gobber is shouting, Snotlout is showing off, and we're all out here floating in the fog and the cold when we could be tucked up in front of a roasting fire. You can go back to sleep if you like." Toothless chuckled.
"You, the Vikings, are as mad as mackerel," he said. "We'll wake Toothless up when it's lunchtime."
And he burrowed back down to the nice warm spot just next to Hiccup's left armpit and closed his eyes again.